holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels call. Christ was born, and I, divine, oh, now, oh, my
Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Friday program. Got a great show for you. Of course, I've got some audio I want to play. But before we get into that, I want to relay a story that my friend told me. He recently shit himself and told the embarrassing story in public at a Staples store, nonetheless. He has no shame, which is something I actually respect. I would never do that, like, just tell people, like, family and friends about how I pooped my pants. I would tell you guys, but that's because, you know, I have a show to record every day, and it's hard to, you know, come up with content. In a shit story, that's fucking gold, which is why I am telling you about my friend. So, basically what happened, the night before, he ate wings at this place called Quaker Steak and Lube. I shit you not. I guess it's a chain of restaurants. And even after, when he came home from the restaurant, he was talking about, he was just saying, oh my god, I have this shit. I just feel like I gotta shit so bad. I feel like I should get him on the line so I don't screw up this story, because it's layer upon layer of just gross stuff. So I'm going to call him here. This is his work number, so I don't know if he's going to be able to talk with us or not.
This is John.
Hi, John. This is Tim.
Hi.
Hi. Can you talk for a second?
Not if it's on your show, no.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not going to talk about this.
You know what? I'm going to ask you about, though, right?
I know exactly what you're going to ask me about.
Well, let me just ask you this. I know you probably don't want to say it because you know you have coworkers and stuff, but you can just give me yes. Just say yes or no to because I have some questions. Is that okay?
Okay.
So what happened was the day before this all went down, you ate at Quaker Steak and Lube, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you had chicken wings.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I remember when you came home, you were talking about how you felt like something was wrong, right? Like you felt like, I don't know, there was a bunch of shit on deck or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you take a crap that night?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then the next day, you went to work, where you're currently at now, right? And you were sitting down at your desk, and you farted, right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, how did this shit come out?
There was some moisture.
Okay.
There was some moisture. Let's say that.
There was some moisture in your pants, but you didn't think anything of it at the time when you were sitting down?
I don't know. I guess hadn't been concentrating enough on it.
Okay. So because what you told me was at some point you had to stand up, and that's when you felt the wetness dribble down your leg.
Yeah.
And it was just liquidy shit, right?
Yeah.
Now, my question is this. What type of underwear were you? Did you have boxer briefs on? Were they just boxers, briefs, a Euro-style bikini thong? What were you wearing?
It was not a bikini thong, no.
Okay. Because the question I have is, there must have been a lot of liquid to actually... Because it would just stay in your underwear. It wouldn't dribble down your leg, you know what I mean? Unless there was a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't have a vagina, so I'm not really familiar with the liquid part. So I don't know. I don't know if it's been a lot or not. I wouldn't know what that would feel like sitting down.
Okay. Oh, right. So when you... Okay, but... So then, this is the great part. You realize, okay, well, I've got shit in my pants, and I've got to take care of this problem. But you don't leave work. You just go to the... You just go to the restroom, right? And you take off your pants and your underwear.
Yep.
And then you scrub your underwear in the sink, right?
Yeah.
And then and then you find a hair dryer and you blow dry your underwear, right?
Yeah, well, it was a hair dryer, you know, a coffee pot or something. That would be my other option. So the hair dryer, I think, would be.
Okay. Now my question is, and then you also said you found a piece of corn in there.
You were such a bad person.
No, you are. Why would you tell me something? You know that I would talk about this on the show. And you said that you hadn't had corn in a while. So this has got to be some residual shit that's been... that Quaker Steak and Lube must have really cleaned you out. Now,
yeah, but,
you
yeah,
did it. Yeah. What I find fascinating is when you were telling this story at Staples, it was you hadn't changed your underwear. You just kept it on. You kept the same pair of underwear and pants on.
Well, I live half an hour away. It wasn't an easy fix.
Yeah, but you went home first before you went to Staples.
But then you called me and I had to... it was a different situation. I had to go right away to Staples.
Now, did you have to clean out your pants at all? I know your underwear you had to scrub out and blow dry, but your jeans or your khakis or whatever the hell you were wearing, your slacks that the shit rolled down onto, you didn't do anything to?
I made sure it was okay and did spot cleaning when necessary.
I don't think... You can't do that, though. You have to... Because if it's liquidy shit, it's going to get into the fabric, you see. What I'm saying is you are a disgusting human being.
Thank you for that. That's nice.
Now, is there any... Did I leave out any points to the story? Is that pretty much it?
No, I think you pretty much covered most of the main points.
The bullet points. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to relay that to my listeners because, as I was telling them, I would never tell any of my friends or family if I shit myself, but you just offered up this information in the middle of Staples.
Well, it was kind of funny. I don't know.
Well, no, but don't get me wrong. It's hilarious, and it's something I would... If it did happen to me, I would bring it up on the show, I guess, just because, like I said, I need to come up with stuff to talk about, but I just thought it was kind of funny that you would bring that up. I don't know.
I'm going to have to remember not to share any personal
information. No. Just the opposite. Share more. all right, John. Well, thank you. I'll let you get back to work.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. That's John, everybody. Now, what? There's so many similarities between John and the fat man. Do you remember the, fat? They're both like John is a bigger guy. So I think that has something to do with the fact that he shit and didn't know it. Because that happens to the fat man. You remember the fat man video? Here is the fat man talking about his shit stains and how poop is continually pushed out of his asshole.
Oh yeah, folks. Today I'm going to show you something that's pretty gross. It's not my tip, but it's pretty hot. See, folks, basically I'm fat, man. You can see my folds and stuff.
Yeah.
And, what happens is, I ate too much food and my loose trolling bowels because the food pushes the CLA out, you know what I'm saying?
No. What the fuck is he trying to say?
So this is a pair of my underwear. I got shit stains in my underwear, folks. Because the food pushes itself out. They can watch the stroll and balance it, force itself out. Oh, yeah.
So the food pushes itself. He eats so much. The food is just continually being pushed through his system and out of his asshole, and he doesn't even know it. By the way, this is a new shit stain video. He's done two of them. I'll play the other one, too.
So, folks, this is a pair of my underwear.
Same
content,
though. Oh,
geez. This is in high definition. You can see this shit stain in my underwear.
I love that he decided to redo the shit stain video for HD. Because that's something we need to see in high def.
Pair of underwear today. I'm putting these back on. You can see the shit stain in them.
Wait. What did he just
say? He's back on. You see the shit stain in him.
He's going to put him back on. There's a giant brown.
Now, folks,
he did it on his sheets, too. Oh, I got to put a link on the show notes to this video.
He's back on. You see the shit stain in him. Now, folks, I also got some shit stains on my bed that you can see. Because when I sleep, sometimes I sleep naked. Sometimes I get my underwear, but the shit goes out through the underwear. And sometimes I just sleep naked and the shit gets on the bed and stuff. So you see the shit on the bed?
John, don't let this... if you're listening, don't let this happen to you. Wear some sort of vinyl briefs to bed. I found them in the Dr. Leonard's catalog. They're very cheap.
And you can see the shit stains in my underwear. Until next time, folks!
There you go! Now, like I mentioned, this wasn't the first shit stain video. Here is the first one from 2 years prior.
Hi, folks. Fat man hair again. And today I'm going to showcase to you something that's pretty gross.
Yeah.
See, when I eat all the food that I do and overfill my belly here, my belly down here, my stomach can't take it and it has to get it out. And what happens is it causes the food to get pushed out my ass, and what happens is the food has to come out so fast that I'll shit, but then that won't take care of it, so it'll keep coming out all day, and I'll have a loose ass, and what happens is I end up getting shit stains on my underwear because the food gets pushed out because my stomach's so full.
There you go. So the fat man is not the only person to have this problem. Also, John has it. Moving on, strip club DJ is back harassing more radio stations. For some reason, he loves to call up radio stations and get them to talk about or talk to Timmy Boo, or at least give Timmy Boo a shout-out. I have no idea why that name is sticking, by the way. I don't like it. It's okay. All right, so here is, this is like some sort of Christian radio rap station.
Crunk for Christ Radio is the only station I listen to for holy...
Crunk for Christ.
Crunk for Christ Radio is the only station I listen to for holy hip-hop.
Crunk for Christ Radio.
I listen to Crunk for Christ Radio every day when I...
Okay, let's just get to the part where they start talking. It's going to infuriate me.
If you don't play Crunk for Radio, we'll see you.
We get it crunk for a crowd.
What's up? What it do with the business? Check it out. We back right here on Crunk for Christ Radio. You gotta start giving shouts out to Timmy Boo. What up, homie?
Shout out to you, Timmy Boo, man.
Man,
Timmy
what's
Boo
up?
What's up, Timmy Boo? I'm learning.
Strip Club DJ, what's up, partner? I see you, man.
Oh, God.
Y'all up in the chat room, man. What's going on, man? You ain't called in, man. What's up? Call in sometime, man. I'll talk to Timmy Boo. What's up, man?
Hey,
Matt, can you hear me? It's Strip Club DJ.
What's up, Strip Club DJ?
What's up, man?
What's going on? What's up with Timmy?
I'm just sitting here with my patient, you know, Timmy B.
Yeah?
Oh, I should mention, when Strip Club sent this in, he says, I'm now a regular caller on a Memphis Crunk for Christ ghetto praying radio program. The scenario continues to be me taking care of my paralyzed, shot up in the hood patient Timmy Boo. So apparently I was the victim of a gang-related drive-by, and I'm now paralyzed, and that's why he is requesting shout-outs for Timmy Boo.
Yeah, he loves your show. He's in his wheelchair, man.
We appreciate Timmy Boo for watching, man. We like you, Timmy Boo. You're the truth, man.
He's got shot up in the wheelchair, so I'm taking care of him.
Yeah. Hey, Timmy Boo, you're the truth, man.
In Ohio.
Shout out to you, man. We appreciate you calling in. And make sure you continue to listen to Crunk for Christ Radio, man.
What it do?
That's it.
He loves those lyrics. Anytime someone's saying, Timmy Boo, what it do? It's all spazzy, man. You should see him. He loves Timmy Boo, what it do?
All right. Shout out, Timmy Boo, what it do? Listen, make sure you listen to us every day, man. Stay locked in.
That's so stupid.
All right, thanks for calling, man.
Strip Club DJ wastes so much time on these stupid stations.
Love y'all.
Love you too,
love you, man.
Big up, Strip Club DJ.
Nothing more.
Timmy Boo is actually, to my understanding, is wheelchair.
Yeah, he got shot up.
He's in a wheelchair.
He got shot.
And he's paralyzed.
Yeah.
From
down.
From the chest down.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he got a testimony.
A testimony. And
Strip Club DJ actually is his caretaker.
And Strip Club, that's...
you know how to say that.
Strip Club.
DJ. Thank you very much, Strip Club DJ. He does wonderful work. Moving on, I've got a clip here of a crazy orgasm. I love hearing guys blow their load and be verbal about it. So far, so good. Just a bitch moaning. That's the whore that she is. Oh, here it comes. Literally. Came right in her. What a gift. The gift of cum. I present to you my seed. Alright, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. That's like getting 2 months free. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. Occasionally, we'll do video casts as well, maybe a weekend show here and there. Yesterday's program was great. There was a new test of patience. That's right, I torture my paying members. If you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. And don't forget, you can also gift lifetime memberships now. They make a great stocking stuffer. Or pick up a lifetime membership for yourself. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Fresno, California. The headline reads, Buchanan High athlete faces trial on a charge of sexual battery. There's no formal definition of the quote-unquote butt drag. All right, but coaches say it involves grabbing the butt cheeks of a rival. Coaches vary on how often anal penetration occurs, but they say that it should never be intentional. The move does not involve skin-on-skin contact. The wrestler practicing the move is pushing his finger against his opponent's uniform. All right? In a crowded gym during practice in front of parents and coaches, the Buchanan High School wrestler tackled a teammate and executed a move his coaches had taught him. He inserted his fingers between the boy's butt cheeks. It's called the butt drag, in which a wrestler grabs a rival's butt cheek and puts fingers in the anus to get leverage. Your move. Ah, I don't want to move. It hurts when I squirm. All right, the move is widely used in matches across the country and has been around for decades. But now it is at the center of an uproar after Buchanan High wrestler Preston Hill Preston was expelled and charged with a sex crime for using it on a teammate. This is the most ridiculous fucking story ever. It just doesn't make sense, said Preston's father, Darren Hill. His coaches taught him the move when he was in middle school. All the wrestlers use it, and my son did it in front of his coach. What, did he go too far? Did the uniform rip and, like, kid inserted his finger up to his knuckle or something? All right. All the wrestlers use it. My son did it in front of his coaches at a school-sponsored event. Clovis police, however, say 17-year-old Preston went too far. He did it with a smile on his face. A creepy, weird sex smile. And I could pretty much see the outline of his boner through his uniform. He was getting off on this. No. Clovis police say 17-year-old Preston went too far. A police report says that at a July 15th practice, he molested a Buchanan freshman teammate by inserting his fingers deep into the boy's anus, causing him pain. Deep. The boy's father, Ross Rice, said Preston is a bully who targeted his 14-year-old son because he stood up to Preston in an earlier encounter. Now Preston's friends are teasing the boy at school, Rice said. Rice said Preston took it beyond a simple wrestling move. He crossed the line. The brown line. The Fresno County District Attorney's Office has charged Preston with sexual battery. His trial begins Thursday in Fresno County Superior Court. The case has some scratching their heads, though. Former Fresno State coach Dennis DeLito said the butt drag is a common move used by wrestlers all the time. I've never heard of this move used as being ugly or dirty. On Friday, DeLito was at a wrestling tournament in Las Vegas. During a telephone interview, he said a coach just yelled out butt drag to encourage one of his wrestlers to use it. District Attorney Elizabeth Egan declined to comment, but Michael Idiart, sounds like idiot to me, a former assistant Fresno County District Attorney, said he would not have filed criminal charges because wrestlers know that once they get on the mat, they are consenting to pain. Sometimes anal pain, and also embarrassment. If this is a legitimate and recognized wrestling move, the DA has no case. But if bullying had occurred, school officials should address it in a reasonable fashion. Kids do stupid things, sticking fingers in each other's assholes. They shouldn't have their lives ruined. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Well, this news item just makes me want to become an amputee. And how many times have you heard me say that? Prosthetic limb technology has come a long way since Captain Hook or Peg Leg Pete's time. Regretfully, driven by some of the tragic limb losses off soldiers fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, the last decade has seen marked improvement in artificial limbs. Thank God for war. So much so that we have competitive Olympic sprinters who are also double-leg amputees. More complicated to emulate than legs, though, are missing hands. While prosthetic hand and arm technology has come a long way themselves, in a relatively short amount of time, about the only thing that prosthetic hands are really good for are simple grips of objects, right? Here's the question, though. If you're missing a hand, why mess with a prosthetic hand that can only, with great effort, grip an object that a real hand could easily manage, when instead you could use a more alien and robotic prosthetic limb? Cyborgs! The future is here, and it's scary. All right, yes, alien and robotic prosthetic limb that not only looks awesome, but can grip objects far better. Well, designer Kaylee Cow, wondered just that, and as part of her desire to push the boundaries of current upper limb prosthetic design, she came up with a robotic tentacle. Oh, this is going to do wonders for Japanese porn. It's powered by a, you know, little Japanese girl getting fisted by robot tentacles. Come on! Brilliant. It's powered by a small motor, and when it touches an object that the limb's owner wants to grip, it curls around the object, holding it. Having a prosthetic limb as weird and alien as an octopus might not be the best choice for going to a black tie affair. But if it does the job better than a prosthetic hand, why not celebrate your geeky individuality with a robot tentacle if you had the misfortune to lose your arm? That story was up at geek.com. So if you are a geek amputee, the future, my friend, looks bright. Final story we have for you today is another example of why children are just so very stupid. Robinson Township, Pennsylvania is where the story is from. A young girl is safe. Oh. Great. story has a happy ending. I don't like to know that until the end of the story. It just ruined it for me. Now I don't even want to read it. If the kid's okay, that's the point. A young girl is safe after crawling into a claw toy machine at the mall at Robinson, and she got stuck inside. The incident happened Wednesday night at the mall's food court. I wonder how they got the girl out and how many quarters it took. A little claw to grab her. Authorities said a 2-year-old girl crawled into a stuffed animal claw machine and could not get back out. When we got inside, there was the cutest little girl in a pink outfit, sucking her binky inside with the other toys, said Moonrun Fire Chief Paul Cashmere. Ooh, the touch, the feel of Cashmere. The girl's mother told Cashmere that she climbed the machine in a matter of seconds. Cashmere said the machine's hole was large enough for 2 toddlers to fit through, but not one to get out. That's a dumb fucking kid right there. She said, I was sitting at the table and I looked over and she's in the machine. I'd like to see the opening a little smaller. I think they should look into that. Police said it took about 15 minutes for firefighters to arrive and remove the girl, who wasn't injured in the incident. The mother of the girl said she wants the machine taken out of all malls. It's now going to be her crusade. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. To go up with voicemails and get the hell out of here. All righty, let's check in with my freaks here.
Togepi, number 46, in D2 Pokédex. Like all Pokémon, type normal. Average height, 1 foot. Average weight, 3.3 pounds.
Pokemon.
The shell seems to be filled with joy. It is said that it will share good luck when treated kindly.
All right, thank you, I guess.
Hey, Tim, since Virginia here. I'm listening to an old show. I'm really behind. But you said you were talking to Eric Wareheim about the videos you made. Are you friends with Tim and Eric?
Oh, yes.
That's really awesome. I'm actually going to see them live tomorrow for their Crimbus special. But just wanted to say that's really neat and just further proves why I love you.
No, I would not say that I'm friends with them. We just had an email exchange many, many years ago. This was before they had their television program and stuff. So.
Hey, Tim.
I'm sure they would not remember me.
Hey, Tim. This is the Yeti Filter, a.k.a. the smart guy. The last time I called you, actually complimented me. I wanted to let you know that I have noticed something that none of the other freaks seem to have picked up on. That is that the Southern Sounding Lady, oh yeah, fuck my ass, that you play on Sex Tax Tuesday, I'm pretty sure that's the I had to reuse my catheters lady.
You think so?
They sound like exactly alike. So.
I'll have to do a side-by-side comparison sometime.
Yo, Tim.
Yes.
Can we go back to fucking with the people in Yahoo Answers? I enjoyed that.
Yes, maybe we should resurrect Sabotage Yahoo Answers, although there is that website now that collects just ricoculous questions and answers. I'll have to read some more of those, too.
Hey, Tim. It's Session Member Spider here.
Hi, Spider.
Hey, I just got out of math, right? And kind of in a...
Spider, you sound like you enjoy the pot. You're a big weed fan, aren't
dude.
You?
So... Sorry, I'm running. But so I was kind of in a pissy mood, so I just put on DV, and I blast, and I have these really loud headphones, right? Not really caring if... not really caring if anyone hears or anything like that.
Okay, yes.
So it's blasting, right?
Yes.
And you're reading a news story?
Yes.
And
go on.
In the news story, you talk about smearing shit. And right, I walk past 4 girls, and they're all talking. And then when you hear the word, when you say the word smearing shit, they all look up and give me the weirdest look. It's fucking awesome. Love the show.
Girls just don't understand shit smearing humor.
Tim, it's a mini guinea from Pennsylvania.
Mini guinea.
I was over at the in-laws this holiday, and out of nowhere, my mother-in-law started calling me Tonetta.
What?
Because my name is Tony. So all I could do was laugh. And then I
started singing, yummy, 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 yummy pizza.
Showed her the videos.
Oh, did you?
Banned from every holiday event until the end of time.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess.
Understandable. Tonetta ruins Thanksgiving.
Hey, Tim, this is the window licker.
Hi.
The kid that was whining about wanting to go poop, a lot of, and I don't know if this is the case, but a lot of parents use systems with their kids when they're trying to potty train them. Like, if they go, you know, number one, and number two, you'll get a treat or something. That's probably what the spoiled little bitch is whining about.
Dogs.
I want to go.
My nieces were having trouble getting the whole potty training thing down, so my parents bought them. I guess they're the grandparents. So my parents bought these potties, basically, that you record a message, right? And then every time they use the potty, they get a message played. So when my nieces would drop a deuce in their potty, you'd hear my dad's voice going, "Good job, Ashley!" Or, "Good job! Oh, good! Yay!" That type. It's the weirdest thing, praising kids for pooping. And you hear my dad in the background. "That Brit. Scare the girls. "I don't want to use the body. Scary voices. The monster speaks to me.
My name's Quizzy. I'm from
Quizzy.
Northern Cali.
Yes.
Right now I'm a Skull Candy sound cannons over the head style are in front of my mouth. And it looks like I have a fucking...
Weird set
of mouth, not braces, but
you're not boring,
that one that has the weird little round thing.
Okay,
like...
you're boring me. Next up.
Hey, Tim, it's Electro Baby.
Oh, hey, Claire.
I just realized that I'm following an Anamnia bitch on Tumblr. And, well...
I just found something. I think it was on my personal website. Tim Henson. Apparently, I started something with... it was called my first Twitter feud. Let me read this to you. It's from 2009. My interest in Twitter is pretty erratic. I love using the search to find out if people are talking about stuff that I currently am obsessing over, like Selena Gomez. But to be honest, my life is too boring to tweet on a regular basis. That is, until I had inadvertently started a Twitter war. Phil Cooper told me I should follow some whacked-out pro-Anna bulimia girl who recently started tweeting. For those of you who don't know, these are the girls who share tips on throwing up and starving themselves. Naturally, I was interested. As a matter of fact, there are whole online communities devoted to this lifestyle, which I've talked about on my show. Sample post from an Anamia blog. Is it normal that I can't stop pooping blood? As if it's ever normal to be shitting out Lake Superior's worth of blood from your anus. Did you drink a lot of coffee, maybe? All right, so here's the rundown of what happened. This is me on Twitter. Thanks, Phil Cooper, for telling me about Pro Anna. That's the girl's name. Fantastique. All should be following for some good tips and tricks to look fabulous. And then Pro Anna tweeted, "Girls, please block these Twitterers, Distorted View and Phil Cooper." And then I responded, "Lighten up," and by lighten up, I mean lose some more weight, fatty. And then Hunger for Pleasure jumped in. That's apparently another Twitter user. She retweeted. Skinny Scorpio said, "What the fuck? Why do people choose to pick fights with others on Twitter who they don't even know? Fucking jerks." And then Get 'em Steve Dave says, "Looks like Timmy's messing with the Anamia kids again." And it just sort of went on and on from there. Now, here's the thing. In my opinion, the pro-Anna girls overreacted. I didn't write anything particularly mean. I've said way worse stuff on my show, and they've never heard that, though. Isn't it that why they're on Twitter to begin with, though? To spread thinspiration? The hell is stuck up their asses? Probably some coffee grounds, wine, or some other surefire enema solution. So there you go. My first Twitter feud. It won't be my last. All right, next up.
Bucca! Woo! 6 Big Ten championships in a row! 9-1 against that ugly motherfucking team from up north. OH!
I-O!
OH!
I-O!
Woo!
Oh, God. Okay.
Tim, it's Zach from Florida, sir. Hopefully you haven't heard about this yet.
Is that OHGOD? Oh, God. As in,
Tim,
oh, God.
It's Zach from Florida, sir. Hopefully you haven't heard about this yet, and if you have, I apologize. But on BBC America, there is a wonderful documentary called Perfect Private Parts. And it's all about women getting their labias reconstructed.
Labiaplasty.
And vaginal appreciation through holistics. So they're all standing around in the circle.
A holistic approach to a prettier vagina.
Or sitting around in the circle, squatting down, all sharing their vaginas with each other and speaking for their vaginas. and how they have so many memories with their vaginas. It's fucking priceless, sir, and I hope you look it up. I'm sorry I can't record a little audio for you, but...
I'll have to look up that documentary. Thank you very much. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Watch you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. Is it OH-GOD?
Now, folks, I also got some shit stains on my bed, as you can see.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now. You can catch up on all of the exclusive content. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
This bitch is naked.